don't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show, third and final hour today on this Monday, December the 9th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Couple of text messages during the top of the hour news break going over this list of bills the Democrats are going to pass this week in their lame duck session in Lansing. I'm not going to say who this came from, but giving an illegal alien a driver's license, no proof of anything. When my husband, in order to get a true ID, has to take in a birth certificate, his Social Security card, and prove that he's not illegal in order to even get on an airplane. Oh, true ID. What's that driver's license, Vicky, you have? I forget. It's got the seal on it. Anyway, I don't have one. She does. I won't leave America. I'm never going into another foreign country ever again. Well, I can't say that. I don't know. But right now, I have no desire to leave the good old United States of America. House Bill 4410, I looked it up and read it prepping for the show. This bill specifically not only provides, allows, but mandates. It actually mandates that the Secretary of State must give a driver's license to people they may even know are an illegal. Somebody that's here. What's your driver's license called? You got one. It's, you carry it in that wrapper thing, and you call it something for boarding airplanes or whatever. What's it called? It's got the star thing on it. Oh, if you're an American, you have the star. Okay, what's that other thing called? You went through, you filled out an application, you did it. And she's got a brain fart too. Can't remember. Anyway, here's the problem. Here's the problem with this. Enhanced. God bless you guys. Rob, Nick, and Randy Walker. Rick Nieper, thank you. Enhanced driver's license. I knew it was, I don't have one. You do. Vicky does. I do. Here's the point. When I looked up the bill, all Democrat sponsors, every single one of them that heard it in committee were Democrats that voted for it to come out of committee. The handful of Republicans in the minority that came out and did it, guess what? They voted against it. It didn't matter. Why? Because 1.7 million of you Republicans didn't vote in 2022. Yeah, I know you're sick and tired of me hammering you over the head for doing it. I'm not going to stop doing it. You hopefully have learned your lesson. You have to vote. You voted on November 5th of 2024, didn't you? Yes. How do I know that? Donald Trump won the state of Michigan. Michigan Republicans took back the majority in the House. They flipped four seats. 56 to 54 is now 58-52 Republican. You voted, and we need you to vote in 2026. We're going to get into some of these other bills they're passing this week in Lansing. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Man, I love you guys. Seven people texted me enhanced. Some of you wanted to send it to me but didn't bother, but seven of you. Okay. We got seven listeners for sure. Miss P. and Petoskey, real ID. Michigan driver's licenses and IDs have been redesigned. This is interesting. New layout, new somewhat larger photo, larger signature, date of birth very clear. Kind of ironic, Miss P, the one you sent me, this black woman from Lansing, Janice Sample. They picked my birthday, January 12th, except this is 1967. She's a veteran. She's a donor. According to Vicky, the star up on the gold Michigan map means she's a U.S. citizen. They, by the way, included the UP. But it says right here, sex. Got an F on it. Why? Because obviously, according to her name and her photograph, she's a woman. Her height, 5'6". Eyes are brown. The classification of this driver's license is O for operator. Endorsements, none. And she does show that she uses corrective lenses to drive. Driver's license number, S for sample, 00012345678, obviously. Kind of interesting. This is a new redesigned driver's license. Well, guess what? They're passing House Bill 5300. You know what this new law, which is being passed this week, is going to do to these new real ID driver's licenses they just redesigned this past year? It's going to remove the sex. Non-gender licenses is House Bill 5300. You can't make this stuff up, people. You see, it's wrong to have on your driver's license whether you're male or female. You know, because that way the officer won't know what your preference is. How do you identify? Since I don't have a sex here on your driver's license, sir, ma'am, they, them, he, her, whatever, how would you like me to address you so I don't offend you? Is basically where this is leading to. I'm asexual. So they, them is my pronouns. They, them. One person is they, representing more than one, or them, a bigger group. You can't make this stuff up. This is so much insanity, I can't believe it. And then, of course, the gay Noah Arbit, Democrat from Bloomfield, Michigan, openly gay state representative, sponsored and wrote the repeal of sodomy laws here in the state of Michigan, which have been on the books forever. I forget, 1920, 1930, something like that. Sodomy in Michigan currently, right now, is illegal. It's a criminal charge if you do it. Well, according to his House Bill 4431, they're legalizing sodomy. They're repealing the sodomy laws we currently have on our books. I guess, evidently, that's what gay men do. So, he sponsored the bill. They're passing it. In the House, in the Senate, it'll be signed by Governor Gretchen Whitmer. This other one is, I don't even understand how they can get away with this. House Bill 4556 will release 20-year criminals. People serving a lifetime sentence in the state of Michigan, where they're going to clean out the jails. See, they have a problem recruiting prison guards. Nobody wants to work in these prisons. Why? They're overwhelmed. These guys are forced to work, these ladies are forced to work 70, 80, 90 hours a week. They don't want to work that much. Plus, they're being threatened by the inmates. So instead of fixing the real problem, if they've been in prison for 20 years, let them go. That's what House Bill 4556 is. And they're passing this. Don't laugh, Vicky. Don't you sit over there and laugh at me. This, oh, yes, you are. Oh, yes, you are, girlfriend. Uh-huh. I can't believe. This is absolute insanity, people. Uh-huh. Hollywood film credits. House Bill 4907. They're coming back. Remember Randy Richerville and the Republicans? They had these film credits previously under Rick Snyder, Brian Kelly's administration, when Randy Richerville was the Senate Majority Leader. You know why? Because he hobnobbed with Hollywood. Randy Richerville got on a jet and flew, a private jet, and flew out to Hollywood to solicit Hollywood to consider coming to Michigan to make movies. So now the Democrats are putting it back in place. I sit here and shake my head. We've already been down this road once. Well, the Democrats like it and they're bringing it back. Free city water for all cities in Michigan. You have to be a city. You can't be, I guess, evidently a township or village. But cities, if you're connected to a municipal city water system, no more water bills. That's House Bill 5988. Oh, this is really a good one. Senate Bill 293. There will be some qualifying based on income. But if you qualify for this, you're going to get a free house. Free low-income class housing is Senate Bill 293. And then to stop kids from vaping, they're getting rid of all the flavors of vape products. SB 654 is banning vape products that have flavors in them. They call them the kiddie flavors. Some of them taste like cereal. Some of them taste like ice cream. Some of them taste like bubble gum. Yeah, that's all gone. This pretty much sums up the platform of the modern Democrat Party. Debauchery, free stuff, restricting freedoms. Quite the parting shot to the citizens of the state of Michigan due to Donald Trump and the Republican majority coming back in January of 2025. And folks, this list that I just went over is for this week. They've got a whole nother week next week. This is just week one, basically, of their lame duck. Tomorrow, Tuesday the 10th, Wednesday the 11th, Thursday the 12th. Then they come back final week next week, 17th, 18th, and 19th. And God willing, we're done because the following week is Christmas Eve and Christmas Day on Wednesday, December 25th. They'll be done. They'll be out of here. Thank God we will be done with the trifecta in Michigan. Why? Because everybody voted this year. Just like you did in 2020, you voted in 2024. Well, there's another election coming. And I know we just got done with this one and we're tired of talking about elections, Trucker. Too bad, so sad, change the channel. August primary, unless they change the election laws in 2026, we'll pick the candidates for Democrat governor and Republican governor. We will have a governor's race. We will have a secretary of state race. We will have an attorney general's race. And state senators will be on the ballot, unlike this year, 2024's election. State senators and state reps will be on the ballot, as well as our congresspeople in Washington, D.C. The one-termer, John DeMoose, one term in the 107th, one term in the 37th. Well, Bergman will probably announce his retirement and endorse John DeMoose to go to Washington, D.C. as our next congressman for the 1st District. That's my prediction for 2026. The Bergman machine survives, lives on to do its work. And here's the last point that I want to make. How much effort did you guys do in sharing the PEGS video? How many of you sent us cards, donated money, and we shipped cards out to you to pass out to people? How many of you looked up your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers, people on your street on the 10xvotes.com website to see if they were low propensity voters? Out of the last four, five, six elections, they only voted in two. How many of you took the time to look them up and then contact them and maybe sent them the PAGS video? You know who you are. I know who you are. You texted me. If I pull up my PAGS folder in my phone, I can tell you every single one of you who sent me PAGS and I sent you the video back. You know who you are. You know the effort you just did for this November 5th general election? Guess what? We got to do it again in August and in November of 2026. But before we get to that year, we've got 2025. And what do we do? You set aside $500. You set aside $500. Put it under your mattress. Put it in your vehicle. Put it in your sock drawer. I don't care. Get $500 somewhere, somehow, tax return, whatever. If you get a Christmas bonus, take $500 and put it in cash somewhere. Because you have got a ton of things to do with that money in 2025. The first thing you have to do is contact your local county Republican Party and become a paid member for 2025. I recommend a lifetime membership or a family membership. It's going to be probably $50 or less. Start going to your county Republican Party meetings every month. It's in their charter. They got to have a meeting. Find out where it is and go. Introduce yourself to people. Introduce yourself to the chairman. Introduce yourself to the vice chair, the secretary, the treasurer. Start talking to people and introducing yourself. Stand up at your very first meeting and tell them your name and where you live. Why did you become a paid member of our party? Tell them Chuck or Randy sent you. I don't care. Just do it. And then we've got events coming, people. It's going to be a blast in 2025. We are going to partay. Family Hour News. We'll be right back.
Michigan News Source is brought to you by My Pure Health Solutions. If you want to lose weight and feel great with a custom program, it's time. My Pure Health Solutions.
From Michigan News Source, I'm Cheryl Fritz. Our top story this hour. The Michigan State University Board of Trustees is considering a number of proposed improvements to Spartan Stadium. Trustees will vote next Friday on replacing video boards, renovating the West Tower, and authorizing the planning of future modernization throughout the stadium. New video boards would cost roughly $10 million, with construction slated to start in January and an expected completion date of August 2025. Renovations to the West Tower would include the suites and club areas on the 4th, 7th, and 8th floors, with an estimated cost of $18 million. The Central Services Building, situated a few yards east of the stadium, will be demolished in anticipation of the project. A special flag donation in the Upper Peninsula. Jim Lee Hockey has that story.
The American Legion Post in Little Lake.